Ladies and gentlemen, hey, Michelle, who I like a lot because she's funny and she's not as crazy as y'all think she is. But she's got this new one here called VSOP. I kind of like this, too. I'm going to play it for you, see what y'all think. Okay, let's go. I love the new single, VSOP.
Thank you so much.
Now, let me ask you, is there something special? I mean, did you change VSOP? Does it stand for something else?
No, just very special, old pal, you know, like the saying is. And it's just you always have that one person that you come back to. And you just saying, you know what, we got history, but let's just let it go tonight.
Yeah, well, it's out today, ladies and gentlemen. I just played it, and everybody's tweeting that they're loving it. So I just want to say congrats to you. Now, you're a singer-songwriter. Let me ask you, and if you don't want to answer this, it's cool, because I'm not trying to count your money. But would you find that you make more money off songwriting than your songs?
You know what, for me, I haven't been able to really experience that, because I've had songs and artists have tried to buy the records, and I would never give them up. And R. Kelly, I remember him looking me in my face and saying, oh, you're going to be broke. You can't get attached to records. You better let those records go.
But that was pretty good advice, don't you think?
now I wish I had
right.
songs up now.
Yeah.
I get it now, you know, but when you're young, like, I'm learning so much, you guys, like, about everything. So I was just hard-headed. You know, he's my mentor. And I was like, I'm not hearing you. I wrote this record, and I'm not giving it up.
Damn. But now... I got to know something.
Huh?
I got to know something for real. Like, did you really get a scholarship to Florida A&M?
For yodeling?
For yodeling? Is that true?
I did.
I got to hear you yodel. I got to hear it.
Came this morning.
Yeah, Lola.
I have at a hotel.
And you got a degree? You, know, you got a degree?
I not only yodeled, I did some other pieces, some operatic pieces, and like a Whitney Houston piece, but I showed I could do a lot of different.
Actually, so you are a real
singing.
Yeah, see, wow. I thought it was a typo. I thought they meant to put an M there.
Modeling. I did too. I thought it was modeling too. I'm not kidding. I was like, modeling. It must be modeling.
Hey, Michelle, is not yodeling. Anyway, you know, I do want to say this, and I do think that you're probably the most talented person on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, but I say that everybody comes on. No, just kidding.
Oh.
No, but no, I actually do know that you're a wonderful singer, and I love this song. I got to ask you, do you feel that the show has really helped people, you know, like, gravitate towards your music?
I think there comes a time like where you have to pay close attention. That's a great question. For me, yes, because I was on Jive. People were vouching, saying I was amazing, and no one was listening. And it's sad nowadays in the industry. It's almost like talent isn't enough sometimes.
Wow.
And I was singing and singing, no one cared. I got on the show, and I put out a mixtape. Over 1 million downloads.
Wow.
Put out this mixtape, and had prior mixtapes. No one heard. But this one, after the show, 1 million downloads. I did my first concert in New York, sold out. And ever since then, every concert that I've done throughout New York has sold out.
That's what's up. All right, who's not on your iPad or iPod?
Who's not, Rashida?
Hilarious.
You know, they got all these rumors now that she's pregnant by Scrappy. I'm like, how could that happen?
I don't believe that. Like, I would, you know, if I don't have to necessarily like you, I would never go and, you know, spread any rumors or anything like that. I know about, I don't think Rashida's that kind of woman.
Right.
You know, I don't think that's the case at
all.
Well,
you know, and listen, we've all seen it unfold on TV and the whole nine that, you know, you were in an abusive relationship and you expected her to have your back. So is that where the... like somewhat that the bitterness is coming from?
Yeah, like that's it. I don't know her well enough to fight with her about anything, and I just think it's amazing that she's that angry with me over something that didn't even happen to her.
And it's not
even your man.
Wow.
So that's what's so scary and confusing to me. It makes me feel like she says I'm jealous, but I honestly, there's nothing about you that I want to be or want.
Wow.
So I don't understand it. But
so you guys won't be doing a duet anytime
doesn't
soon.
Sound like
I
that.
Would never. I can't go from doing duets with R. Kelly and different people who are on this album to her.
Wow.
Not
hey, Michelle, you know what I like about you? You keep it real.
Yeah, ain't never
like it feels good. It's like everybody might not agree with me. I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Yeah.
I look at some things about myself on TV. I'm not always proud of a lot of things, you know, but at the same time, I can say that's how I felt in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you say, why did I feel like that, that moment?
Right.
And I just feel like being yourself is the best way because then you don't have to try to be somebody you're not.
Well,
and I'm just okay with it.
All right, let's see how real you're going to be. Who are you dating now? That real, huh?
You tried to get me. I'm really dating. Like I'm going on dates. You know, people say they dating and they just scrolling. I'm not having sex at all.
Good for
but
you.
I am dating, and I'm sure people have paid attention and heard who I've. You know.
So, hold on. Did you get back with the person? Remember on the show you was talking about you was having that issue with your. You know.
No, you know y'all saw that too. You know he dumped me on Twitter.
Wow. Well, you know what? You didn't need him. You didn't need him. Because you know what? They're all going to be coming back, knocking on the door. Oh, come on, baby. Just let me. Remember the good times?
Right?
Give me one more chance.
Remember the good times.
Yeah. K. Michelle, she got this new single, man. We just played it. VSOP, man. It's really nice. Out today. Album drops when?
July the 30th. It's called Rebellious Soul. How appropriate.
Yes.
And, yeah, I'm just really excited. It's finally, you know, I have big machine behind me who's supporting me. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. When you get ready to drop it, you got to call us back or even come in studio and we'll talk about it. Give you some love on that, okay?
Thank you guys so much for having me.
No doubt. K. Michelle, ladies and gentlemen.
101.1 The Wiz.